Do you see a problem with obviously feeding the growing population with groups that, you know, have problems with the GMOs and the technology involved, with how we can get to that point not utilizing what we've come the past decades?
Yeah, it's a really important issue, it's an issue around the world. We used to kind of think that Europe was the primary issue, but there are labeling campaigns, et cetera, here in the U.S. A couple of ways, I think, to think about that. First of all, farmers need all the tools that can be available, and as industry, we need to not only provide those tools, but we need to help ensure that they're safe and sustainable in their use. It's one of the reasons why I talked about working regulatory systems, because society needs to be able to count on the regulatory system to be able to make sure that things that are going to come to market are safe and sound. I can tell you that biotechnology products that are on the market today are some of the most extensively tested. And so I feel very confident about the safety and the and certainly the risk-benefit ratio is way overbalanced to the benefit side. That said, there are people that have concerns about the technology. And I think the most important thing we can do is, number one, talk about the success, the impact, the safety. You know, tell the story truthfully and openly about the impact it can have. Secondly, we need to engage. I'm part of a couple of different groups and have a number of meetings every year with folks who don't necessarily like our technology and have concerns. And our view is you have to sit down and be able to talk about it. You have to understand their concerns. You have to share information. You maybe leave the meeting not agreeing on every point, but at least you have to have the dialogue. What I've found in all those conversations is the vast majority of people who have concerns around the technology have it because they don't have all the information. You know, a little more education, a little more insight, a little more of a dialogue oftentimes can help people feel better. There are some people, folks out there that don't like the technology for self-serving reasons. If I can damage that technology, I can create a market opportunity for myself. I don't think that's the large percentage of the people, but there are some out there. And so our view is agriculture needs all sorts. We have a very diverse agricultural system in the U.S. and around the world. And, we need to stop shooting at each other and start focusing on how do we help farmers everywhere be successful. And let's use all the technologies, whether that's organic technology or biotechnology. I think if we focus on improving productivity in a sustainable way, that's going to have the most impact. So it is an important issue. Dialogue and engagement, we think, is a key piece of it.
There seems to have been a slowdown in the number of new chemicals that are being approved for the U.S. ag market, and some of that seems to come from environmental groups. What can we do, or what can be done to improve that process and get the products that people need?
Yeah. There's two things that I think are big factors there. I mean, a lot of factors involved, but I think two that are really important. One is, you know, as we talked about biotechnology, we have to talk about the same thing with chemical technology. You know, a lot of folks have images that date back to, you know, Rachel Carson's book, which even then was perhaps not totally, complete or accurate. And so once we need to talk about the advances. The new products that are coming out today are significantly different, and we've learned so much, and the sustainability around new products. So that's one. So that we don't end up with regulations coming in and just eliminating tools for farmers without viable replacements. So that's one. We have to defend in an appropriate way the technology and the opportunity. But the other part of it, the important part, falls back to industry. I was in a conversation internally just yesterday about, you know, when From a weed control point of view, we used to have a great business in soybean and corn weed control, selective chemistry, and Roundup Ready came along, and it was pretty cheap and pretty effective and pretty simple. And farmers said, well, maybe I'll just go the simple route. We kind of knew that Mother Nature would be at work and stuff would happen over time, but what we're realizing as an industry, not everybody was investing as much in herbicide discovery as we probably needed to. We'd love to have a couple of great new compounds. We do have some early in the pipeline. So it's investing. It's trying to think ahead 10 to 20 years and make sure we're investing in the kind of chemistry that we need. In DuPont, one of the things we did in the early part of the last decade was say that we need to think about regulators, the EPA in this case in the U.S., as like a customer or whatever, as opposed to the enemy, as opposed to the problem, right? Because if you think about them as an obstacle, you'll get in trouble, right? You'll get stopped. It says, okay, there are legitimate needs. Now we're gonna have vigorous debate about whether we think the direction they're going is out of line or not. But at the end of the day, we believe that sound science-based regulation is a good thing. So if the fact is that society expects higher and higher standards of environmental stewardship and user safety, that feels good to us too. We want to do that. That's not a bad thing. So we started setting higher and higher hurdles for any product that goes into our pipeline now. Not only has to be able to provide, good weed control or insect control or whatever to the farmer, but if it doesn't set a new standard around environmental safety and user safety, then we just don't develop it. And that has really helped us. The products that we're introducing today are, each one of them is a step change in their own right versus the products that are on the market. And so we see that as a competitive advantage. Embrace the trend that's going on because we don't disagree with it. And I think that's important for companies to recognize. So we got to keep investing in sustainable products, and we got to keep, kind of defending all of us in agriculture, defending the right to be able to use those tools with proper stewardship.